I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1911. That was the day Big Bill Haywood of the Industrial Workers of the World gave his speech on the general strike. He presented it in New York City at a fundraiser for the Bucafori Defense Fund. Vincent Bucafori was a shop representative for his union. He faced repeated harassment and discharge by his foreman for executing his union duties. Finally, as witnesses described, the foreman fired Bucafori and punched him, drawing blood. Then he came at Bucafori with a heavy object. Bucafori shot and killed him in self-defense. He was charged with manslaughter, convicted, and sentenced to 10 years at Sing Sing Prison. The IWW raised money for his defense and fought for his acquittal and release. Haywood arrived at the fundraiser to deliver the keynote speech titled The General Strike. In it, he reviewed the rich history of workers' actions since the days of the Paris Commune in 1871. He also raged against electoral reform. He stated, quote, "The broadest interpretation of political power comes through the industrial organization. It gives the vote to women. It re-enfranchises the black man and places the ballot in the hands of every boy and girl employed in a shop. Makes them eligible to take part in the general strike. Makes them eligible to legislate for themselves where they are most interested in changing conditions, namely in the place where they work." He continued, quote, "You have all the industries in your hands at the present time. There is justification for political action, and that is to control the forces of the capitalists that they use against us. That is the reason that you should fully understand the power of the ballot."
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us at Labor History in Two.